investing or divesting? 5 days later, it's time to tally the results. What can we consider a good click-through and conversion rate? This is where the math can be deceiving. If we're selling a $10,000 abominable snowman suit with an 80% profit margin, we obviously need a much lower conversion rate than someone who is selling a $50 DVD with a 70% profit margin. For sophisticated tools and free spreadsheets that do all sorts of calculations for you, visit www.4hourworkweek.com. Johanna and Sherwood decide to keep it simple at this stage. How much did they spend on PPC ads, and how much did they sell? Johanna has done well. The traffic wasn't enough to make the test stand up to statistical scrutiny, but she spent about $200 on PPC and got 14 signups for a free 10-tip report. If she assumes 60% would purchase, that means 8.4 people times $75 profit per DVD equals $630 in hypothetical total profit. This is also not taking into account the potential lifetime value of each customer. The results of her small test are no guarantee of future success, but the indications are positive enough that she decides to set up a Yahoo store for $99 per month and a small per-transaction fee. Her credit isn't excellent, so she will opt to use www.paypal.com to accept credit cards online instead of approaching her bank for a merchant account. This is a checking account for receiving credit card payments. She emails the 10-tip report to those who signed up and asks for their feedback and recommendations for content on the DVD. 10 days later, she has a first attempt at the DVD ready to ship, and her store is online. Her sales to the original signups cover costs of productions, and she is soon selling a respectable 10 DVDs per week, $750 profit, via Google AdWords and Overture, the second-largest PPC engine. She plans to test print advertising in niche magazines and now needs to create an automation architecture to remove herself from the equation. Sherwood didn't fare as well, but still sees potential. He spent $150 on PPC and sold 3 shirts for a hypothetical $225 in profit. He had more than enough traffic, but the bulk of visitors left the site on the pricing page. Rather than drop pricing, he decides to test a 2x money-back guarantee on the pricing page, which will enable customers to get a $200 refund if the $100 shirts aren't the most comfortable they've ever owned. He retests and sells 7 shirts for $525 in profit. Based on these results, he sets up a merchant account through his bank to process credit cards, orders a dozen shirts from France, and sells them all over the following 10 days.